than an itty bitty poo.
And boopy doopy doop, Babbitt.
Down in the meadow in the itty bitty poo swam the three little fishes and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And the swim, swim, swim right over the dam.
Down in the muddy itty bitty poo swam three little fishes and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And the swim and the swim right over the dam.
Poop, poop, diddum, dottum, whatum, chew. Did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. Poop, poop, did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. And he swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishes went out on a spree. And they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, you did wash. But the three little fishes didn't want to be washed. The three little fishes went up on a spree. They swam and they swam right out to the sea.
Riddle dazzle, whip. Poop poo, riddle diddle dazzle, whip. Poop poo, riddle diddle dazzle, whip. And he swam out to the sea.
We yell the fishies, oh, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam, it was all a lark. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We are the little fishies, what a fun. So swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam and it was a walk. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Poop, poop, skiddly did. Poop, poop, skiddly did. Poop, poop, skiddly did. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Help, cried the fishies, oh, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam and swam and swam back over the dam.
Help, cried the little fishies, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam. And he swam and he swam to the dam all day.
Boo, 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 boodle the rack-a-sacky. Boo, boo, boo. Poop, poop, poop. And they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us. For seafood, mama.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Linkland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mortal.
Where I'm gonna stay, because my she said I had problems. Boy, was she ever right. To keep from going home to her, I'd stay out drunk all night. And I'll believe that woman left me in the nick of time. If she'd have stayed much longer, I'd have drank up my last dime. Because my drink a problem left today.
Benjamin.
Follow me where I go, what I do, and do I know? Make it part of you to be a part of me.
Sales will multiply, 'cause this is the best way, 7-Up's way, R-A-P-A way. It will help you nominate every place where a soft drink is called for, where real 7-Up should be sold. This is the right way, A-P-A way. This is the only way. What's it mean? What's APA? 7-Up comes 11. 7-Up comes 11. 7-Up comes 11. Please emphasize each package size. Our drink now comes in 11. Each one's just it to benefit the needs of the great soft drink public. Doo-ah, most folks adore one certain store. Because it sells what they're wanting.
more. Off shelves and floor, with a choice for the soft drink public. Do-do-do. Yes, our drink belongs to the people, so let's make it available. Yes, our drink belongs to the people. APA makes it so available. Let's get back to aggressive selling. APA is a basic program. It's the way, our best way to succeed. What's it mean? What's APA? 7-Up comes 11. 7-Up comes 11. 7-Up comes 11. So let's not carp, ba ba ba. Let's play it sharp, ba ba ba. Let's play 7-Up on the market. Each pack in size will harmonize with needs that are shown in each outlet. Doo-ah, doo-ah. To best compete, stand on your feet. We need all the strength that's behind us. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We're out to win, so it's a sin not to place our drink where they will find us. Yes, our drink belongs to the people. We must be where the people are. Yes, our drink belongs to the people. Why not give them the package they want? To succeed, do it with APA. There's only one way, tried and true way. There's just one way your sales will multiply. 'Cause this is the best way, 7-Up's way, our APA way. It will help you dominate every place where a soft drink is called for, where real 7-Up should be sold. This is the right way, APA way. This is the only way, the APA way. 7-Up comes 11. 7-Up comes 11. 7-Up comes 11. Do it the APA, the 7-Up way.
Yeah. fellow workers that are at the back there?
No. Sometimes you see a couple of cars pull up or something you don't expect it. I'm not saying it's anybody I know, but it's different companies. I'd say that it's just people come up and turn around in the disabled car park. Sometimes
it's a tough one, right?
It's just people. Expected. You know, I just see it'll be.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you. Superman, and I live in a tree.
While the
Ducks and the Braves, they all adhere to me. And the bravest, they all a dig of me.
The first secret, remember to include her.
We women often feel left out. And sadly enough, some of the men who could have been famous have made this error to their sorrow. If you want to lose a sale, all you have to do is leave the woman out of the picture. Never make the mistake of ignoring a man's wife or his secretary. If you do, the minute you leave, she'll kill your sale. But deal her in. And she'll help you to close. Including her means to include the things that she is interested in. She's built differently than men. She actually sees things differently and even smells things differently. No wonder most women object to cigars. They are physically much more sensitive to odors than men. When a woman wants to know whether something is good, she smells it. Instead of fighting this natural urge, why not suggest to your women prospects, do me a favor and smell this? You women know what is just right. Tell me what you think. And women do know what things should smell like. For instance, clean clothes should smell like sunshine. And every woman knows that. When gas clothes dryers first came out, the manufacturers interviewed women the country over to find out why their product was being resisted. Women told them, gas reminded them of dirt, bad odor, and death. A formidable threesome. So, instead of arguing with the women about those deep mental images, the manufacturers launched a triumphant ad campaign which agreed with her. It headlined over the pictured gas dryer, "Even your nose tells you gas-dried clothes are better than sun-dried." Remember, a woman can see with her mind twice as clearly as you can. Francis Galton, nephew of Charles Darwin, conducted a scientific study which proved that women are by far the most adept at mental imagery. So don't be afraid to use adjectives when you talk to women. Tell them stories, paint a picture, and don't be surprised when they ask, "What color is it?" How often you hear a woman ask a car salesman this question first? Because motors and wheels are important to men, you men make the mistake of trying to change our subject. Think of it this way, and you'll see why we women think the way we do. We wear cars and furniture and houses just as much as we wear clothes. If I were an automobile dealer, I would line my showroom with mirrors and put big signs on the cars saying, "This color will become you," or "Try this on for style." A sensational ad put out by the producers of an expensive car follows the words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's love poem, "How Do I Love You? Let Me Count the Ways." Not one word of the copy is wasted on cylinders or RPMs. Instead, it tells woman about the delight she will find in its eye-pleasing beauty, its luxury and spaciousness. The car, according to this ad writer, is incredibly quiet and has extraordinary handling ease. Not one word is said about stupid women drivers. And to cap the whole ad, the woman standing by the car is wearing a two-piece dress designed to match the automobile in color and elegance. A short time ago, I overheard a young salesman calling back on a request for a drapery estimate. "Do you want to buy some draperies?" he asked. The customer on the telephone replied with, "Well, I just wanted an estimate. I don't know whether I want to buy just now." "Well, call me when you decide you're ready to buy," the salesman said disgustedly and hung up. "Do you want to buy or don't you?" He had given his prospect a positive and a negative choice, and himself a 50-50 chance for a no sale. Always give a woman two positives to choose from. Whenever possible, talk about color. Never discuss whether or not she wants to buy. Ask her which of the colors is her favorite. List them for her. A little show business is so important here. Don't say yellow, say spring daffodil yellow. Tell her it's your favorite too. Ask her what color she's going to use it with. Then tell her you'll be in her neighborhood at 3 o'clock this afternoon to assist a lovely lady who is going to choose from some beautiful new colors. You will save the hour from 4 to 5 for her, so she can hold up this spring daffodil yellow in her own living room and see how it will blend with her rug. And when you make the house call, you talk about how long, how short, how thick, how narrow, jotting down on your order pad each decision she makes. Once she has decided something, don't argue with her. Write it down. Agree with her. Tell her she has wonderful judgment. Get excited about it. Then ask her if Thursday of next week will be soon enough to make the delivery, or would Wednesday be even better? Hand her the pad for her okay and her instructions. Each time you have asked which, never what. I know a fantastically successful decorator who opens his home calls with, "Oh, what a lovely home you've created here in this house. It reflects you. I can see you have outstanding ideas. Now let's see how we can develop them so that this house will express even more of your unusual charm." The secret here is that women actually think of themselves as houses. Their bodies are the houses of mankind. They prepare a cradle, a nursery, a home for the baby. The family comes home to the woman. So the house and the home she creates in it are truly her. Now that's why the colors must look good on her. The drapes should bring out the blue of her eyes. And this explains, too, why a woman gets so unstrung when something goes wrong with the house. She is the house. Women are interested in odors, in color, and in being attractive. Oh, I know you're thinking, oh, every woman wants to be pretty, but this is not what I mean now. Women in homes must have attraction power, like a magnet. While a man thinks of a house as a haven, the woman is interested in buying things which will help keep the attraction of this haven in full force. Being able to serve more delicious food is one way, or making the home more comfortable or beautiful. She also wants to be attractive to her husband in the sense that she is valuable to him. Women are also interested in safety. She wants to protect herself, her home, her husband, and her car. And rightly so. From the moment a child is conceived, it's dependent upon a woman for its safety. Girls are much less reckless than boys, and insurance companies offer them auto coverage at a lower rate. Men buy convertibles, but women believe convertibles are not as safe as sedans. Consequently, most women prefer sedans. Can you show her how your product in her favorite color, smelling good, will help her to realize these goals? Can you help her to keep her children well, warm, safe, and save money as well? If you can, gentlemen, you have the first secret well in hand.
Oh,